Hello and welcome, everyone. I am Jay Yanhao, Master Alchemist. Thank you for spending this time with me today. In this session, we will be working on your teeth and gum. And so, I like to give a full disclaimer first. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a dentist, I'm not a dietitian. I am an alchemist who likes to play with energetic patterns in the body, around your energy field, and just energy patterns in general. So I hope that what I do contributes to your health, to your well-being, and to your empowerment. And please do feel free to share my work with anyone you like, as long as we acknowledge free will. Everyone has a right to choose whether to participate or not. So if you choose to listen to my MP3 as a background thing, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with however you are guided to use my MP3s, as long as everyone's free will is fully acknowledged so that they have a choice about how to handle the possible side effects, so that they know why they're yawning or feeling sleepy, or why they may be temporarily experiencing an emotional release or physical release or healing crisis even. Yeah. In this session, this MP3 is safe for you to use on a daily basis. You can choose to listen to this before bedtime. And most people say that when they're listening to my MP3s, they feel sleepy, they're going to yawn, their bodies may get warm or chill. And your body has its own wisdom, so it knows what it needs to do to integrate this energy healing safely for you with total ease. So let's just set the intention that this work will simply work for you with total ease, very minimal side effects, and any emotional issues that may come up for you, please take your time to allow it to be released through you. It is safe to feel your emotions. They are just looking for acknowledgement so that we know what's being released. And it's all done in total safety for everyone. Total safety, total ease. Wonderful. And so, when we work on teeth, each tooth can indicate the health of a meridian or more than one meridian. It's also related to the health of a vital organ, as well as an endocrine gland, as well as a joint in your body. So your whole body is interrelated because energy meridians go all over the body. In today's session, I'm going to stay focused with each tooth and work with the meridian as well as the endocrine gland that is related to it, because I find that the endocrine system is the chemical communication in the body. When the chemical communication as well as the energetic communication in your body is happening, then healing happens really quickly. And thank you so much for participating in this healing work with me today. So let us begin by taking a gentle breath and really let go of all your worries and concerns. And if there are any intrusive thoughts, that's okay. Just be aware that they're intrusive thoughts. And just see them and let them go. No need to control your thoughts or anything. And now, take another gentle breath. This time, allow the breath to go all the way down to the soles of your feet, and bring that beautiful earth energy up Yeah. And your body knows how to use this beautiful earth energy to revitalize your organs, your organ systems, and your energy. And now I'm going to create a simple counterclockwise vortex of energy with the help of 144,000 light beings and with the help of our guides and angels. We're just going to create this vortex to spin out of your aura anything that is no longer in resonance with your highest and best. And release that to the light with total ease. Release, release. Wonderful, beautiful, wonderful, wonderful. So now I'm going to start work on tooth number 1, 2, and 3. And they are on the upper. They are the upper right molars. So those three molars, we're going to release any and all the issues, any and all underlining issues. And it's related to the pituitary gland, the parathyroid, and the thyroids. And now I'm going to work on the organ systems, the heart, the right duodenum, in the ileum, and now the pancreas, the right side of the stomach, and the esophagus. All right, now we're going to move to tooth number 4 and 5. That's the upper first and second bicuspid. And it's related to the thymus and the posterior part of the pituitary gland. And the organ it's related to is the right lung and the right side of the large intestine. Wonderful. So we're clearing all the underlying health issues, all the subconscious issues, all the unresolved issues that may create problems with these particular teeth. All right, we're going to work on tooth number 6. That's the right upper canine. And that's related to the right side of the liver, the gallbladder, and the biliary dots, as well as the intermediate lobe of the pituitary gland. All right, now we're going to work on tooth 7 and 8. So that's the right upper lateral incisor and the right upper central incisor. And they're related to the pineal gland, the right kidney, the bladder, uterus of your woman, prostate of your man. And it's also related to the rectum and the anus. So everything about being able to let things go. And we're going to work on 2th number 9 and 10, and that's the left upper central incisor, left upper lateral incisor. So tooth numbers 7, 8, 9, 10 are all the incisors in the upper jaw. And they're related to the same organs, the pineal gland is the endocrine gland that related to. And we're going to release any and all issues with the pineal gland. We're going to work on the left and right kidney, bladder, uterus or prostate. Okay, wonderful. So now we're working on the upper left side of the jaw. And now go into tooth number 11. So that's the upper canine. And it's the left side of the liver and biliary dots. And it's related to the intermediate lobe of the pituitary gland. And we're going to release any and all subconscious issues that may create problems with that set of teeth. All right. So now we're going to work on the first and second bicuspid. So that's the upper, first, and second bicuspid on the left side of your upper jaw. And it's related to the left lung, left side of large intestine, the posterior part of the pituitary gland, and the thymus. And releasing any and all subconscious issues there. And now we're going to work on the three molars on your upper left jaw. So that's tooth 14, 15, 16. And they're related to the thyroid glands, the parathyroid, the interior part of the pituitary, as well as the spleen, stomach, and esophagus. And we're going to release any and all issues with those endocrine glands or organs and organ systems. Wonderful. So now we're going to go to the lower jaw. And the lower jaw, we're going to work from the left side, tooth 17, 18, and 19. They are the lower molars. And they are related to the same organs as the upper molars. So that's the spleen, the left side of the stomach, the esophagus. And they're related to the same endocrine glands, the thyroid, parathyroid, and the interior pituitary, the interior part of the pituitary. Wonderful. Now we're going to work on the bicuspid, the first and second bicuspid. So that's tooth number 20 and 21 on your lower left jaw. And they're related to the left lung, left side of the large intestine. And the lower left jaw, tooth number 20, 21, and 22. So the bicuspids, they are related to the health of the ovaries or testicles. All right, now we're going to go to tooth number 23 and 24. That's the lower central and lateral incisor. Actually, we're going to do all four incisors. So tooth number 23, 24, 25, 26. So those are all the incisors in your lower jaw. And they are related to the kidneys, bladder, the biliary dots, and the endocrine system is the adrenals. Wonderful. So now we're going to do the lower right canine. So that's tooth number 27. And it's related to the ovaries or testicles. And we're going to release any and all subconscious issues there. Wonderful. Now we're going to go to the first and second bicuspid on the lower right side of your jaw. So that those are called the premolars. And again, they are related to the right lung, the right side of the large intestine. And they indicate the health of the testicles or the ovaries. All right, so now we are working on tooth 30, 31, and 32. And those are the lower right molars, molar 1, 2, and 3. And they indicate the health of the pancreas, the stomach, the esophagus, and the endocrine glands they're related to are the pituitary, thyroid, parathyroid. Wonderful. So now I'm just going to tune into the health of your stomach and the biome to be sure that all the dietary issues, digestive issues are now about released so that your biome is balanced. And I'm going to connect with the energy of the blood serum, so that the pH of your body and your mouth supports the health of your tooth, your teeth. And releasing all underlying issues having to do with the pH of your body. Any and all digestive issues. and any other issues that may affect the health of your gums and teeth, or the subconscious unresolved issues there. We're going to release. And anything that's happening in your life where you feel like it's too much for you to chew, so that's usually work-related or project or family dynamics that makes you feel like you just can't manage at all. So whatever that issue may be, let's release and let it be resolved by the light with total ease. Let all the solutions come to you with total ease. And we're going to realign your body's energy with healing frequencies that support you to have total health, that allow your pH to be balanced and allow all the enzymes, all the digestive enzymes to be at an optimal healthy level. And let all the old issues or digestion be released to the light now. And let's access the healing frequencies that allow the mineral content of your tooth to come into balance, supporting you to have strong, strong, beautiful tooth, beautiful teeth. And let's access healing frequencies for the nerve endings to every tooth, the pulp within in every tooth, the dentine, the pulp, the mineral, everything you need for dental health. Let's access that with total ease now and let your body integrate these healing frequencies with total ease now. And let your body absorb the right nutrients to support dental health and the health of your gums and any gum tissue that needs to be regenerated. Let's access healing frequencies for regenerating all your gum tissue now. Beautiful, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. So now, what other healing frequencies does your body require for you to integrate all the healing we did in this session with total ease? Wonderful. So let all this integrate in your body with total ease. Let all the healing happen with total ease. And look forward to you smiling beautifully with healthy gum and teeth to support you to enjoy gorgeous, beautiful smile. And thank you so much for spending this time with me today. And if you have things to do, let's bring your awareness back to your everyday level of wakefulness so that if you have things to do, you will be able to do them with all your awareness. And if you choose to stay in this energy so that you can further process everything, to give your body time to further process all the healings, that's also wonderful. So as you can see in this whole in the last 25 minutes we worked with together, there was a lot of healing done for all your endocrine system, for all your endocrine glands, as well as all your internal organs that support the health of your teeth. And that may take some time to integrate. And so please give yourself and your body some time to integrate all this. You may choose to listen to this each day around bedtime for an entire week so that your body has a chance to download all the healing frequencies that are transmitted in this healing session. And I appreciate you being here with me today. And this session now comes to a close. And I wish you good health, a healthy smile, and I wish you a beautiful day. Thank you so much, and namaste.